Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, you might even have a laugh at the prospect that while families are in lockdown in the battle to contain COVID-19, there's likely to be a baby boom. Well, social researchers can often identify stay-at-home measures that have sparked baby booms in the past. But this time, there's some other concerns to worry about. Things may be a little bit different for some who lack any optimism for their future. And this is a current crisis that people are going through, and it hasn't escaped those who are on the pro-life side of an equation that suggest that while there might be a baby boom on one hand, there's also likely to be an abortion boom on the other. Well, Graham Preston leads the pro-life outfit called Protect Life. Graham's joining us. Hi, Graham. Welcome along to 2020.
Thanks, Neil.
Graham, it's always a fun thing to talk about a baby boom and the idea that if you're home and nothing else on your hands, all sorts of things can happen. But there is a downside, and you've got concerns about an abortion boom. What do you understand about what typically happens in circumstances like this?
Well, I wouldn't be claimed to be an expert, but it wouldn't be surprising, as you say, from past events where such things have happened in some circumstances like this. But I think with the fact that so many people are concerned about the possibility of getting the virus themselves and also the enormous effect it's having on people's jobs and income, that even if more conceptions might occur, people might be very tempted to end those pregnancies because of their fears about those things I just mentioned. So that's what we're very concerned about, that people might resort to abortion even more at a time like this than when things are more normal.
So the plight of the unborn is probably at greater risk than usual because the circumstance that people are in, the fears they might hold for the future, these sorts of things you think will impact the way people think about how their family plan might work?
Yes, we wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the case. Sadly, the abortion clinics, as far as we're aware, are still operating. They haven't closed down, and they're providing their services. And we believe that people may feel very tempted because of their fears to make use of those places even more than normal.
And are you aware that abortion clinics are not closing down? One might have assumed that would be like an elective surgery that people would have thought closed down, but you're pretty confident that abortion clinics are remaining open.
Yes, I understand that to be the case. A number of them have rebranded themselves as day hospitals. And I think that gives them a broader scope and makes it more likely that they would continue to function. So, yes, as far as I understand it, they're still offering abortions.
Graham, we'll often reflect on why Christian people are pro-life, because we as people, those babies in the womb, made in the image and likeness of God, it's the thing that gives us value. And you've been such a long time faithful campaigner. You've even been jailed 6 times because you're just fearless when it comes to standing up for the unborn. But in the current circumstance, your own ability to stand on the street corner and hold up a sign has been curtailed with the coronavirus. Can you give us some insight into what's happened with the way that you conduct yourself these days?
Yes. Well, in the last week or so, simply because of the loss in volume of traffic and people on the streets, I have voluntarily stopped being on the streets, not so much because anything has stopped me, but mainly because there's just so little traffic about, and with people's attention being so heavily focused on the virus, I have thought that it hasn't been worthwhile being out there at the moment. So it's only just a case of waiting, though, until things resume more normally, and I certainly will be back out there.
Graham, just touching on some deeper levels here, because if people in their own life are messed up because of financial issues and uncertainty, there is a certain sense in which fear plays a role in the sorts of decisions that people might make and they may well regret later. As a Christian believer and someone who's held very deeply to your Christian faith over these many, many years, what are your thoughts for that extra dimension that we ought to be able to hold on to, that gives us hope and optimism for our future, and therefore for parents who are really going through a tough time thinking about their unborn child? What are your thoughts for being optimistic about our future?
Yes, well, I do think that that is one of the things that should distinguish Christians most obviously, that we should be people who do not fear the future. We have a God that we trust, and that should enable us to face each day, no matter how challenging it might be, without being filled with fear and worry. And so I would hope that that will be the case for Christians, that during this time we will be strong in our faith, and that will speak to our community that despite everything seeming to fall apart in so many ways, we are people who are not afraid. And so I would hope that that will be one of the things that helps strengthen the community during this time, and will speak to people and encourage them to think and wonder about our faith, and we might have opportunities to share our faith during this time and help build a stronger community through spreading our faith.
Graham, assuming there is a baby boom that we might anticipate that could be over this next 6 months, obviously there'll be some listening to us now who'll hear of the good news of someone who's expecting and may need to move in and be an encouragement in those circumstances, because these days people can swing either way in a significant way, can't they? What's your advice to people who come across someone who has good news that they're pregnant and expecting a baby? What's your encouragement to how they might approach that person with words of optimism and words of hope and words of encouragement?
Well, exactly all of those things you just said, that's what we need to be as Christians doing. We need to encourage them and provide them help and support. And I trust that even though the churches are finding it difficult to meet together, we will still be able to provide such support in practical and moral ways to people who might never have thought of abortion before, but in these present circumstances might do so. And we'll need people to come alongside them, to stand with them and assist them, perhaps just through encouragement, but also perhaps in practical ways. And we're glad to be able to say that Priceless Life, the pregnancy support group here in Brisbane, is continuing despite everything. And I'm sure elsewhere around the country, other pro-life pregnancy centres are continuing and providing assistance. And so point people in the direction of these groups, and they set up to provide assistance, and that's what we hope people will do, that they will be able to get support through these groups and be able to continue with their pregnancy and enjoy the blessing of new life.
Encouraging to know, and that there are going to be pregnancy support centres in all of the major centres. There are lots of them around Australia, and the one you mentioned, Priceless Life Centre, your wife Liz leads the counselling there and leads through the day-to-day activities. They've got a new location these days.
Yes, we had to move after being flooded out a few times from the old premises, and they are now located up on Mount Gravatt, just across the road from Garden City Shopping Centre, for people who know Brisbane. And they're very happily ensconced in their new premises there, and it's a great setup.
And Graham, just quickly, on a personal note, and I hope you don't mind sharing, because you're faithful in the way that you have led a pro-life demonstration over the past multiple decades. And people will be saying, you know, how does Graham support himself? What sort of income does he have? But not everyone will know that you're an artist and that your artworks are available for sale, and this is the way you earn a crust. How do people get to have a look at your artwork?
Yes, well, I do have a website, gpreston-drawing.com. And people would be very welcome to get in touch with me through that website if they would like any artwork done. And I have to confess, I'm not a trained artist. I've just taught myself in the last 10 years. And so I'm not a professional in that sense, but at the same time I do enjoy it, and have illustrated probably 20 children's books, and now also do painting and other artwork. Anything that people want, in fact, I'll have a go at. So, yes, if people should like anything, and I know at times like this, art sort of is something that people mightn't be thinking of spending money on, but if anybody is interested, I'd be very happy to hear from them.
What's your favourite art expression? You mentioned you paint and you draw. Is there a particular, you know, are you a landscape artist? Do you do portraits? You said you'll have a go at anything. What's your most successful?
I do like doing portraits, and I mostly work with pastels. So that's the main thing I use, and I really like using those. And yes, but certainly I'll do anything. But yes, portraits I particularly enjoy doing.
Well, it is a sobering topic that we've been talking about, the idea of a baby boom, which is an enjoyable thought and no doubt good for the economy for the future from a governmental sense. But on the downside, we recognise that there might well be an abortion boom that may come when people are uncertain and even fearful about their future. And Graham Preston, good to hear your insights, good to hear your heart, and good to know that there is a pregnancy help centre that you're a part of too. And I know that there'll be listeners who might like to jot some things down, like Priceless Life Centre. And, of course, there are a number of centres all over Australia. Thanks, too, for a little insight into your artwork and gpreston-drawing.com, that website, to get a look in at Graham Preston's drawings. And, of course, there is a website, too, for Protect Life. It's protect-life.info. protect-life.info. Graham Preston, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and your heart with us today on 2020.
Thank you very much, Neil. Anytime.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.